Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Our next guest is going to be performing at Punchline tonight and tomorrow, 7:30 and 9:45 both nights. He visits us every time when he's in town, and we love that fact. Please welcome Josh Wolf.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Good to see you.
Our show. Good to see you, man.
What's going on?
This
is a new edition.
The ladies?
Yeah.
It's an occasional here.
Yeah.
Now and then.
Yeah. I don't think we've had a hottie cam while you've been in the studio before, so... We
no.
do it from time to time.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to look at you two.
We'll do our best.
I'm really trying.
We'll put up a shield
Can't
or something.
Can't you just put
like
up
that.
A mirror?
We could do that.
Couldn't you just give me a rear view. I could just check, see if the objects are closer than they appear?
We used to have a divider. Every now and then we'd have to put it up because we would have like a studio audience where we just wanted to be kind of sensitive to their needs and the girls' needs. And so every now and then we would have a divider between the audio cam and the audience.
No, what do you mean the audience's needs?
So today is a light Friday. We just have a couple of people. We will have lots of people. But one of the most surreal moments is we had dancers from a local club here and their everything. And Ken Burns, the documentarian, was in. And it was interesting.
So he's talking to you about the Civil War?
Yeah. Yeah. And he will never, ever
forget
us.
This is hilarious.
You got your mirror now.
He has a mirror. Josh has a mirror.
That's so funny.
You want to look now.
Josh. I mean, I feel this. Nothing. I've never felt like more of a creep in my life than this.
Holding up a mirror. Oh.
You know what you do?
This dude has bodies buried in this yard. Just be like, hey, how you doing? What's going on?
The next step is mirrors on your shoes. That's right. Isn't that the classic? You know what the thing is? Who did they just? I just saw it in the news. They busted some dude right out on the street with the phone. You know, taking the phone and doing upskirts with the phone. And the guy is just, and they had footage of him doing it. It was just so outlandishly obvious.
You know, to me, and I had a friend of mine who thought this was good, and to me, still the creepiest thing of all time.
Okay.
He would get up nice and close and just do this. And I was like, man, no. First of all, you're going to get arrested. That's got to be against the law. You can't do that right up on someone's back. No. Yeah. No. By the way, as soon as I did that, all of you moved away.
We did.
Yeah, it is. That's one of the creepier. Yeah, like when you can
so
do that.
So simple, but
ear.
So creepy.
Yeah.
It was like the guy. Yeah, it was like the guy in Nashville. He came. I didn't even know he was behind me, and he came up behind me. I kind of felt like, is there somebody there? Whatever. It was a crowded bar, and he just went, I want you, girl.
No. He even said, girl?
Yeah.
I want you, girl.
By the way, it sounds like an NSYNC line. I want you, girl. I want you, girl. You know?
I mean, I would have appreciated
it. Did he give a dance step or something?
If he did, I would have appreciated it more. Instead, I screamed in his face and ran away.
You know what we should do? We should write, because I know you're a musician, we should write a parody boy band song called I Want You, Girl.
I Want You, Girl.
Yeah.
There's got to be. Already. Right?
I mean, I'm going to work on that. Because, you know, last time I was here, I brought my guitar.
Yeah.
I'm gonna work on a parody, I Want You, Girl, over the weekend. I'm going to send you and see if I can come up with something.
We have a guitar
good.
Right behind you.
Yeah, I'm not so good with improvising and I All Want right. You, Girl song.
No. You got to compose.
Yeah.
Give him a minute.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
You're like a Beethoven.
Now, what is there a line that somebody could whisper in your ear on seen that is even, do you know what I mean? Like
I
you can't walk
one
up to a stranger.
Yeah,
no. You can't walk up to a stranger in a bar, and I mean, that's not my finger. Like, what are you gonna say to somebody? What are you gonna say to someone creeping up from behind like that?
Josh, I had asked Kathy when we had a conversation about it, and Marissa as well. Has there ever been a line that had any level of effectiveness?
I like that.
Yeah,
I think if it made me laugh, like if it was. Over the top, terrible, and it made me laugh, and he was doing it to make me laugh, then maybe that would work more than a stupid line.
Steve, I've got a line you actually used. I think it was in high school, and this would probably work. You come up behind them and whisper, your Singapore contact is dead.
That might work. I did
use that line.
Yep.
I used it on a math teacher.
Yeah, the math she had sex with you? Congratulations.
No. It was a guy who looked like Brian Dennehy.
And he had sex with you.
So here's what he says. He goes, you know, at the end of the school year, he goes, come up and tell me the grade you think you deserve. It's kind of like a psychological thing.
Yeah.
Because he felt the class had been underperforming. Uh-huh. And so you hand a paper with, write it down. And so I wrote down, I knew I was horrible at math and I was sucking big time. So I wrote down on the piece of paper, act natural, your Singapore contact is dead. And he opens up the paper and starts laughing.
Did you get an A?
He gave me a passing. That's, you know, like good. A 6. Yeah.
Did you guys know anyone in high school? Because I did. Did you know anybody in high school who had sex with a teacher?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. I knew some. I'm not going to mention his name or her name because who knows.
Which one was the teacher, the man or the woman?
The woman was the teacher.
Okay.
And so my buddy and I got an A in this class because I used to drive him to her house.
Wow.
And she would feed me. I would watch TV. They would do whatever the heck.
Get out, dude. You were that deep into it. Oh, my God.
Because he was like, I need a ride. And I was like, where you need to go? He was like, I'm going to tell you, but you can't tell anybody. And the whole way over to the house, I was like, this is awesome. This is the best thing of my life.
Was she hot?
She was a smoke show.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. No, she was so good looking. And he'd have sex with her. And I remember the first day we were driving home from the front. I'm driving back.
Right.
And I get in the car. And we're like 17 or 16. We're driving for like 5 minutes and he hasn't said a word. And I'm just sitting there
waiting.
I've got a boner just thinking about him having sex. Well, you know what I mean? At age, I'm like, I'm hard just here. Walked in hard, walking out hard. You know what I mean?
Did they ever get caught?
No. And here's what I found out. I found out that she had sex with a different, like, she'd grab you when you were a sophomore, and she'd have sex with you until you were a senior.
Whoa.
And then when that person graduated, she
moved on to the next.
Because I asked I was talking to my old brother about it. He said, Mrs. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so? And I go, yeah. He goes, yeah. I had somebody in my class, too.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. But we weren't snitches.
Have you ever gone searching, like, on Facebook, see what she looks like now, or she's married and kids, the whole thing?
Well, she had a kid.
At the time?
At the time.
By one of the... Oh, no, okay.
No, she was divorced. Right. I can't imagine why. And she was divorced, but she was young, man. You know, when you're in high school, she was like, you're like, this is a mature woman.
Yeah.
But she was like 28.
25. Okay.
Yeah, something
you know what, though? What's happening? We talked about this recently over the past couple of years. And you'd hear stories. You know, I remember growing up and you hear stories. And the teacher would always look like an ATV had run over her face.
Yeah.
And then now you, over the past couple of years... It's like, wow, when did this happen? We have this, like, I'll show a picture to Preston. This is the latest teacher that's accused of sleeping with a student. And they look like they're good looking.
Listen to me. You want to increase attendance at school? Just let people know, hey, one of these teachers is going to have sex with one of you. 100% attendance from every teenage boy. It'd be like a lottery. One of you wins the lottery at the end of the year, but you got to go to every class. I'm in.
Well, let me ask about your friend.
Yeah.
Is your friend like a super like studly dude or?
No, but I will tell you something right now. After that, okay, so when we went over there that first time.
Yeah.
The next day when he was in school, he had a different stride to his walk, man. Yeah. It was like he was walking with the Bee Gees singing behind him. He was just walking, you know what I mean? He was in his own movie soundtrack walking to the hall.
So did you try to work your way into that action at all? How could you not?
Because here's the deal.
She was spoken for.
I didn't, first of all, I was getting free food once a week. That was delicious. I was getting straight A in a class that I was not good at. You know that? And I was pretty, I was not, listen, I was a virgin at the time. So I was like, there's no way I'm getting an A after she has sex with me. So I'm sticking with the A, got some food. Listen, it's just the boner walking in and walking out. I'm good.
Most short films that I've seen, the friend is invited along as well to be a part of that.
I like how you call them short films.
Yeah.
Usually 12 to 14 minutes long.
Yeah, it's only a minute long for me.
They're called, I know what I like.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm good to myself.
I'm so proud of you for being in it for the food.
I can't believe I was, you were in it for the food.
But here's the thing. If I had more confidence in myself sexually, I'd have been maybe like, hey, you know.
Okay.
But I knew.
I want you, girl.
I got you. I want you.
By the way. This is I Want You, Girl by
BWB. It already exists. But listen,
this is exactly what I pictured it was going to sound like. What are these guys wearing? In your head right now, what are these guys wearing?
Oh.
Unbuttoned shirts, probably.
Flowy? Is it flowy? Because it sounds flowy.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of the guy.
What guy?
In Nashville.
Oh, who really? Said it. What just happened to this song?
Yeah, it sounds like a mouth trumpet. Yeah.
I want you, girl.
All right, listen. I want to jump in on what you were going to say, but I know what you mean. At that time, feeling so unexperienced and inadequate. At that time, I remember passing on a couple of occasions simply because I was afraid that I was going to fail big time in my attempt. You know,
and
what I mean?
That people were going to find out about it.
Yeah,
you know
that
what I mean?
Was the kiss of death.
That was it.
That was absolutely.
What, you know,
it took me a long time to grow pubes, so I had to wait until they came in. There was a girl that I knew liked me, and I didn't go with her because
I only date boys with pubes.
Well, I knew she was going to go down my pants.
But wait, when you don't have pubes, are you interested in hooking up with girls? I don't remember.
Yeah. It took me a long time to grow them. So, like, I had...
Wait. Like, so you already had a beard, but you had no pubes? Like, you're making it sound like it took me a long time to grow them. Like, what do you mean?
He was one of those
Did you already look like John Kruk before
already.
You...
Already. No, Catholic school, so my hair was short.
Okay.
So I was concerned. I was like, dude, she's going to go down my pants. She's going to feel that I don't have any pubes, and it's going to be embarrassing. So I stayed away.
Why you didn't Google Merkin?
the classic Merkin.
I would love to see. I bet you they have styles. You know they have the Catholic school Merkin. You know that's like a separate style Merkin for sure. Yeah,
they're actually who copped to having to wear a was it Olivia Wilde? Having to wear...
Oh, she wore HBO show.
HBO show had to wear a Merkin because it was hardwood, and the show takes place in the 70s.
Yeah.
And she had to...
Could you imagine this teenage girl's hands coming out of Casey's pants and a wig is in her hand?
That'd what be more embarrassing. This?
That would be
your
the most...
Your kitten died.
Well, I'll tell you, I was really nervous in general. I never knew how to undo my entire... high school career, let's call it.
Yeah.
I left without knowing how to undo a bra.
Okay.
And this is, listen, it's going to be hard to describe this on radio, but in high school, when I wanted to see boobs, I had to do this move. You know, when you put the bra on top of the boobs?
Oh my God.
And it kind of smushes them down?
Yeah.
But that was all I could do. Like, I just had to move the bra up.
Girls love that.
No, that's a tough one.
Restrict
cuts off circulation.
Why are your boobs so cold?
There's no blood. There's been no blood in my breast. Yeah. Why are they so droopy? You're smushing up right now. It wasn't great. It wasn't a great move.
I remember that was the big thing about whether you know, to one hand or you know going back to the classic with the Happy Days episode with Fonzie with the
bang
boom.
I got pretty good at it. The front clasp, I was like bang. Boom.
Yeah. That was another thing I didn't know they had those. and one of the most embarrassing sexual thing for me in high school, and this took me two girlfriends to find out that I don't know how to do this for radio.
Okay,
so your finger,
yes.
When you're doing that, I didn't know you were supposed to move it. I just left it in like a thermometer.
Dude.
I thought it just stayed in there like a thermometer. So I just left it in there, just like I was taking her temperature or something. Yeah, two. The first one didn't last too long. Let me tell you.
They must have thought you were taking a temperature.
Yeah, like I was like, well, you feel about the right temperature, so I guess I can leave now.
Did you take your finger out and shake it like a thermometer?
Yeah, you're done.
We're all learning at that point.
That's hilarious.
It wasn't great.
I mean, it's called finger blasting, you would assume.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you. I'll tell you.
This is great.
Yeah. All right, so we're all learning at that stage in our lives. And my friend was with a girl who thought that she heard the word whack. So she assumed that it was slap it. And she slapped it until he...
I remember the first girl who gave me a handy,
yeah.
And I was like, hey, you're not starting a lawnmower, you know? Yeah. What are you doing? You know that's attached, right? Yeah. I can only get one of these. Yeah. So if you take it easy, like, I'm trying to use it again, you know?
Yeah.
This isn't a one and done. This isn't a burner phone, you know? I'm trying to hold on to this, you know, for the duration. I mean,
oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I will tell you, this my most embarrassing sexual thing ever.
There's more?
Oh, this is my most. Okay. The first time I ever went downtown.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, this is so bad. Hold on one second. Let me feel better. Okay. All right. So, okay. I went down, and when I went back up, so my friend had walked me over to this girl's. Her parents were out of town, so we're walking back, right?
Okay.
And it was late at night. We're walking back to my house. And this is when we still walked.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So he was like, how'd it go? I go, well, let me ask you something. I said, I went downtown. And he goes, was that your first time? I go, yeah. And he was like, yeah. I go, let me ask you something. Was it a good sign that when I came back up, she was asleep? And he goes, what? And I even said this. I go, did I knock her ass out?
Oh my God!
And he goes, no, dude, that's not what's supposed to happen.
She's the
alcohol, but I think it was just because I was in the wrong spot.
Oh,
and I was down there long enough where I think I was looking around some, and I think she was just like, I'm gonna take a nap. And when he's done doing whatever he's doing. But I think it was a combination of being just terrible and her being drunk, where when I went back up, it was full on. This is what I heard.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Like, I had just gone down on Darth Vader.
And you didn't know.
No, because I really thought that I had just been so good that it...
You just knocked her ass out.
Yeah, she just orgasmed and was like, gotta go to sleep right now.
The ecstasy is too much.
Oh, my God.
We all have those moments. The first encounter that employed a condom, the girl I was with unrolled it.
Oh, before putting it on.
As if you were putting on a sock.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like...
Nobody knows what they're doing.
Is this really the way you do it? Because that's going to seem really hard to get that on.
Yeah.
But your teenage boy, not a deal breaker. I had a girl. This is another time I was attempting to lose my virginity. And we were drunk in the woods about to have sex because that's what we did growing up. And I brought a blanket because I'm a gentleman.
Yeah.
And we were both drinking. She was drinking those purple passions that you used to get out of the cans.
Yeah.
And they would get you drunk because the rumor was it had Everclear in it, right? Or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're in alcohol. Yeah. We're in the woods. And I went to push. I went to push myself up. But I guess when I pushed myself up, I was drunk too. I pushed on her stomach. And I guess I hit the button. Because she threw up directly in my face.
Dude. And
like this sound, you know, the like in a projectile.
Yeah. Oh,
and she pooped herself at the same time. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. You ready for this? I want to tell you something. I was a teenage boy. I told her, hey, just so you know, this isn't a deal breaker for me. Like, my parents have a shower at the house. Like, we can go. And she was like, I'm going home. I go, no, of course we're going home. I'm just saying, just in case you didn't want it.
Yeah.
I got some clothes at the house if you want to, you know.
That's when you lean in and say, I want you, girl.
Yeah.
Shoot, girl. I brought a second blanket.
Yeah.
No, it's funny how the hormones just will overpower you, and you become...
As a teenage boy, what's your deal breaker? What's your...
There isn't one.
I was thinking about that the other day as I was thinking about
rigor mortis.
Rigor mortis, maybe. But that's so, like, we're driven so singularly.
It's in you know, evolution. It's the perpetuation of the species, and so you find yourself...
unless you've been
precarious positions,
and unless you've been filled with that amount of testosterone with that little brain power at the same time,
yes,
it's hard to explain how stupid you are.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It's really hard unless you remember the fact that I was this dumb, but I was being driven by one dumb voice inside of me. It's just
you're a dad,
yeah.
Right? So how do you impart that? The wisdom of that, of knowing what we can be driven to do in pursuit of to your kid?
Well, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of things. You know, I would always okay. So one thing I had to tell my son when he had guests over, friends over, I was like, hey, man, you can't leave your nut rag in the middle of the room like that. You know what I mean? Like, you got to – he used to leave it by his bed and he'd have friends over. I'm like, hey, man, no. See, you got people over. They know what that is, too. You know what I mean? So let's at least push it under the bed. Yeah. Like, you don't understand because you're just dumb.
Yeah. I have to remind myself of that. I'm going to have to remind myself of that. And there's not much that you can really – these people, these teenagers, and that's what they are. They're people. They're growing into adults. They got to just figure it out. You can offer guidance, but they got to have these embarrassing moments. They got to have these fails.
Yeah.
They got to have these awkward things like somebody puking and pooping on you or whatever it may be. They just got to have it happen to themselves.
I really believe that because if you think about all the – here's the one thing that I learned the most being a parent. And I wish somebody had told me this when I was younger. People ask me all the time, what's the one thing that you wish you had known about being... I wish I had known that kids don't listen to what you say to them.
Yeah.
If you think of all the big speeches your parents gave you, what was going on in your head at the time was, oh, I can't wait for them to shut up.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
I don't understand. And how old are your kids?
I've got a 19 and a 17.
Oh,
and
so you know when you get 12. Stern with them, they stare at you like... blank looks on their faces.
Right.
So kids learn from watching you. They're sponges from what they see as opposed to what they hear. So, like, if I was going to impart one bit of wisdom, because, look, I see my son.
How old is he?
So he's 22 now. Yeah. But when he was a kid, I knew he learned from watching me from things that he screamed from his car seat on the freeway. Mm. Get out of the way, a-hole! I'm like, oh, okay, so he is watching what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah. You know, they watch you.
Have you seen Big Mouth on Netflix, the animated show? And it talks about kids and sex and teenagers and like, these monsters that occupy their brains, and they are drawn as monsters, but like it's this driving force that occupies every waking moment.
Yep.
Yeah. It's really it's all consuming.
Yeah.
And then when you get to college, the difference is guys go out and they're like, I'm either having sex or I'm getting in a fight. I'm like, what? And in college, by the way, those two are probably closer than they should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bananas.
Wow, man. All right. Interesting. Listen, we got to wrap it up, but Josh shall continue on this.
Yes.
Train of thought and his shows this weekend because he's got two tonight and two tomorrow, 7:30 and 9:45 at Punchline. And you can go to punchlinephilly.com. And I do want to mention you also, and we got to wrap, but you have your podcast with
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Which is awesome. So
and
cool.
You do that on every...
We drop it every Wednesday. Yeah.
Every Wednesday. Okay. So, and it's called the Prinze and Wolf Podcast.
Yep.
For people who want to check that out, make sure that you do. And also, you have one called Controlled Chaos and Fairly Normal with Josh Wolf. Are those still going on?
Fairly Normal, not much. But Controlled Chaos is a weird one-hour. It's like if At Midnight met Pee-wee's Playhouse.
It's kind of a variety show.
Yeah. It's bananas.
Just search Josh Wolf, and you'll be able to find all of the info. Dude, it's great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome back to Philly. Enjoy your time
here. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Josh Wolf, guys.
Yay! More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.